Blog Talk Radio.
I know radio probably ain't gonna play this, but chopper going off in the hood, man, like Afghanistan or the Gaza Strip somewhere, man. Yeah, we hear so much, we probably know them to it by now. After all, it's the American way, right?
Home of the brave and free.
It's America.
Free just to murder me.
Land of the handgun.
Land of the beautiful.
Home of the shotgun.
Cursed by the hate we throw.
You're dead if you ain't got one. You said it's the home of the brave, I guess. I said it's the home of the cage and the vet. All alone with the J, smoking yay, cause it's stress. Home phone with the pets, something spray from the spec. I learned from the bed, you the same in the jet. Brought work from the vet, burning rubber in the vet. This is good as it get, you to play with the rat. Then I got older and learned, stay away from the wreck. God bless you, nigga. The hustle up and make eight figures. Turn from a goon to a great young nigga. Don't complain that you're doing what it takes, young nigga. I was raised in the decade to hate, young nigga. I would dodge the police because they hate, young nigga. And we hate them too. 38 him shoot. How to change the system or take him too. He ain't a killer, but he will if you make him. Do a homicide here, right there, put him on trial. Let him have a life in it, then do it with a smile. And he only 19, he ain't even had a challenge. The child told him, mama, he'll be gone for a while. And she cried, see her, did you put him inside? Now she all on her own, cause her other son died. Listen to the politician as he lied, and he lied. He a snake in a suit, trying to hide in the sky.
Home of the brave and free.
Well, damn, officer, what I do?
Free just to murder me.
Now, hold on, man, don't shoot, I live over there.
Land of the beautiful.
Hey, man, what you doing, man?
Cursed by the hate we throw.
How many times did that happen to you? What the fuck you know about being a black man in America? And you wonder why we walk around strapped. Fuck is you saying?
Hey.
For the stars and the stripes, cause the bars in the pipe. Young nigga rolling weed and a cigar he could light. Bang red, either blue, selling hard in the white. Live by the gun, never run from a fight. Trayvon in the hoodie, walking through a neighborhood. He didn't do shit to buddy, he didn't have to die, did he? I guess because his dad was a judge in the city. They didn't want him in the pen with the thug that could get him. A jury of his peers said all were forgiven. The cup on the mind, right or wrong, I'ma kill him. Fill him with the lead like the put Martin Luther King head. Like the kill Mecca Edgar Hoover did, yeah. You can catch me in the hood where they shoot niggas at. They don't know if neighborhood or the Hoover did, yeah. Well, the power is a VL, a GD with me, we down the upright from the OG.
Home of the brave and free.
Don't get it fucked up.
Free just to murder.
If you ain't found something you willing to die for, you ain't fit to live.
Land of the beautiful.
To get something you never had, you must be willing to do something you never done.
The hate we throw.
I'ma die by my hand.
Is this a
new America? Tell me why you can get more for being a CEO than you can for being a teacher. Tell me why it means more to the government to pay the people who gotta watch over the prisoners more than the people who gotta keep the children from becoming prisoners. That makes sense. Tell me why 9 ounces of crack gets you more time than a rate right now. Tell me why them crazy white boys can tote a gun, but I can't right now. Yeah, I had felonies, I done did dirt in the street, but I ain't never gave to nobody that deserved it, you know what I mean? I ain't never ran no color play with no pills shooting no innocent people. I ain't never ran no school killing no kids. Man, this is a result of you refusing to deal with the issues at hand. We are a product of the environment you place us in. We ain't do it. We just live through it.
Home of the brave and free.
Got a message to my people.
Free just to murder.
Stop
me.
Waiting on folk to help you. Help yourself. Start
land
with you.
Of the beautiful.
Get yourself out. Reach back. Get somebody
cursed
else out.
By the hate we throw.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Stay Focused Youth, is based on youth interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33web.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent, and have your logo displayed on their site as a supporter. As a sponsor, you can be interviewed on Stay Focused Youth TV, and you'll receive recognition and logo placement on our website and social media. We also provide a vehicle safety seminar and workshop, along with How to Extend Your Car Life book. If you would like to help our youth stay focused and inspired to become future leaders in the STEM and entrepreneurship field, or if you would like to purchase a How to Extend Your Car Life book, please contact the founder and president, Mr. Jonathan Smith, at 242-423-6539 at 701-639-0190, or email him at jesustv33@gmail.com. Find out how to get involved with a student e-portfolio today. Please visit our website at www.jes-us.org.
Thank you and welcome to the Joshua Generation Speaks. I'm sitting in a bit for Brother Marsalis. He's not able to make it tonight. Unfortunately, we had a little difficulty, technical difficulty, should I say, earlier. But tonight he has chosen the topic of the vaccine. The CDC Center for Disease Control or Center for Disease Creation, Melissa Farrakhan, Student Minister Terry Muhammad, and Robert Kennedy Jr. have been leading the charge against the CDC for their international production and distribution of lethal vaccines. So tonight we'll be listening to probably about an hour or so of vaccines because of a lot of autism, especially in the Black community, our Black boys. So we're going to listen to that. Everyone, please take heed. If you have children, like I say, I don't tell anyone what to do, but definitely we are here to enlighten everyone on, you know, the causes of those vaccines that they have been known to cause autism in our babies. So this is a very, very important topic. So with that, we're going to play clips, and hope you enjoy the show. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm so sorry that I couldn't be there in person with you today, but I have an illness in my family that kept me at home. I want to congratulate Minister Farrakhan on the 20th anniversary of the Million Men March, and also thank the minister for having me here to speak to you today. Minister Farrakhan has asked me to address the issue of vaccines and African American and vaccine safety. I want to start out by saying this, and I want to say it emphatically. I am pro-vaccine. I have always been fiercely pro-vaccine. I had all six of my children vaccinated, and I believe that we ought to have policies that encourage full vaccination for all Americans. But to accomplish that goal, we need a honest regulatory agency, we need a transparent process, and we need vaccines that all of us know are safe, are the safest possible vaccines that we can have. We do not have those things today. There have been four separate studies by the federal government, by the United States Congress, a three-year study, a one-year study by the United States Senate, a study in 2008 by the Inspector General of HHS. and a study last year by the Office of Research Integrity, and all of those studies have said the same thing. They've said that the vaccine division at CDC is a cesspool of corruption. The reason for that is because of financial conflicts of interest between people who work at the vaccine division and the vaccine industry. And you ask how this happened, and I'll tell you. In 1986, Congress, having accepted millions of dollars of vaccine industry money, of pharma industry money, passed a law that made it illegal for any American to sue a vaccine company, no matter how dangerous the vaccine, no matter how sick the person got, no matter how reckless or negligent the company was, you can't sue them. And that emboldened the industry, and it emboldened the regulatory agency. It suddenly made vaccines immensely profitable. So when I was a little boy, I got 5 vaccines. My children got 69 vaccines. How did all these new vaccines happen? They began happening after Congress passed that law in 1989. All of these new vaccines came on the schedule, and many of them were not properly tested, and they had mercury in them. Mercury was 1,000 times more neurotoxic than lead, and you know what lead does to a child's brain. Well, this is far more toxic. In fact, and most of the mercury has been taken out of the children's vaccines today. But it still remains in the flu vaccines that is being given to your children and to pregnant women. And the amounts of mercury in those vaccines are hundreds of times, in some cases thousands of times, what a little child's brain can take. So the message I would leave with you today is that before you take your vaccine, ask your doctor and make sure that there is no mercury in that vaccine. You know, in the multi-dose vials of vaccine, if a doctor drops that bottle on the floor and it breaks, that legally he is obligated to evacuate the building, bring in a hazmat crew with moon suits and respirators, and clean up that bottle. So why? It's illegal to dispose of it into a sewer system. So why would you give that same substance to an infant child or a pregnant woman? And the problem is, with African Americans, the vaccines that have the mercury in them tend to end up in your communities. Now, in 1972, my uncle, Senator Edward Kennedy, ended the Tuskegee experiment, which many of you have heard about. The Tuskegee experiment was a 40-year experiment that CDC conducted by allowing Black African Americans who had syphilis to not be treated, to lie to them about their disease because they wanted to see what would happen when during the progression of that disease until you died from it. So these people that they were experimenting on gave the syphilis to their wives, they gave it to their children, and they died of it themselves. And there was a whistleblower in CDC who was also African American. Nobody would listen to him. Nobody in Congress, nobody in the Senate, nobody in the press. And he went to my uncle, Senator Edward Kennedy, and my uncle held hearings on the Tuskegee experiment and shut it down. And we passed legislation promising it would never happen again. And Bill Clinton, when he was president, apologized to the victims of the Tuskegee experiment and promised we will never do experimentation on African Americans again. Well, guess what? In August of last year, another CDC whistleblower came forward, Dr. William Thompson, the senior scientist at CDC's vaccine division. And Dr. Thompson said that he handed 100,000 pages of incriminating documents over to Congress. And he said on tape and in deposition that he and all of the scientists in CDC vaccine division have been ordered for 10 years to lie to the public about the connection between autism and vaccines, and particularly mercury and vaccines. And one of the things he said specifically, he talked about a study that he was one of the authors on in 2004, and there were 4 authors, including Frank DiStefano, the branch chief at CDC. And when they were doing that study, they were looking at the impact of a certain vaccine, of the MMR vaccine, on children, all kinds of children, including African-American children. And what he found was that the children who were, what the data showed, what the scientists found, was that the children who received that vaccine on time, in other words, younger than 36 months, younger than 3 years, had a 240% greater chance of getting autism than the children who waited a little. Only African-American children were affected. And what they got into a room and they saw what this data said. They saw that it said that it proved that these vaccines, these mercury vaccines particularly, were causing autism. And they said, we cannot allow this to get out. So they ordered a trash can into that room, and they dumped all of the documents into the trash can about African-American boys. And for 14 years, they have continued to lie to the public about what this study said and about what they saw, until this whistleblower, who was one of the authors of the study and who was conscience-stricken, came forward in August and said, I want to confess. I want to go to Congress. I want Congress to subpoena me and let me tell my story about the corruption at CDC and what it is doing to African Americans. You know, at if CDC had come forward at the time when they learned this data was true, they could have saved 100,000 African American boys from getting autism. But they decided to maintain their silence. And now on October 24th of this year, we are having, and Minister Farrakhan is helping to co-sponsor, a march on the CDC headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to invite all of you here to come and attend that march and march on CDC and ask that the whistleblower story be allowed to be told, and write your congressman, particularly your African-American caucus congressman, and tell them, we want Bill Thompson subpoenaed before Congress, because Congress won't subpoena him. Why? Because the number one lobbying donor to Congress today is the pharmaceutical industry. And they have our congressmen on puppet strings and unable, and they've captured the agency that's supposed to protect us and supposed to ensure a safe vaccine supply. They've captured the politicians. They're the number one advertiser on the press, so the press won't talk about it. They will call me anti-vaccine. And you know I'm not anti-vaccine. Anybody who tells you I'm anti-vaccine, you know that person is lying, because I have never said anything anti-vaccine. I've been against mercury in fish for 30 years. I've been suing the coal companies to stop them from putting mercury in fish, and nobody's ever called me anti-fish. And I'm not anti-vaccine either. I just want vaccines that don't have mercury in them. And the African-American community is disproportionately injured by these vaccines, and particularly boys are injured. We cannot afford to lose any more African-American boys. African-American boys are already endangered by violence, by state-sponsored violence, by police violence, by violence in their own communities. We cannot afford to be hurting them and killing them with mercury in our vaccines. The message is, get the mercury out so that we can take vaccines and make sure they're safe. Please join me in Atlanta on October 24th.
Welcome back to the Initiative Radio Network. Tonight, unfortunately, we have difficulties that is beyond our control. Thank you all so much for joining us, and please tune back in. But we're going to have to end the show prematurely because Block Talk is not cooperating. With that, peace and love. Good night, everyone.